V'yisko poilim v'yeshiv imoyim. You can hire workers that don't stay with him. Tirgumad means v'ture. If you hire a lot of oxes, that the nefesh b'sadayil, they'll ruin your fields. So Rashi says shiroi v'avodas kakoy shalem ishvorim. They used to work a lot with oxes on the fields for charishas akromim, to plow the kromim and to gather together. Now you have to have good workers working with them. Of course, if you don't watch over them, they'll just let the oxes go wild and they'll plow over the good stuff. They'll ruin your good natias. They'll ruin the things. They'll ruin the shvarim. Therefore, if you don't watch over them, you'll just lose all your property. Right, and then the Mishnah says, if you found clothing, you're supposed to spread it out, tear it out for the sake of the clothing itself, but not for your covet. What's going to be the tzorka, mine? Let's see, do it at the same time. You're supposed to air it out today, and today you have guests over your house. So you want to air it out, hang it out, that your guests will see it also. Toshma, come on, bring your proof. Says the Mishnah, shoitcha letzorkoi. You can only do it for the sake of the kli. So deek letzorkoi in for the sake of the kli, yes. Ho letzorkoi, letzorkoi, but mashma for your sake, and for the sake of the kli together, still letzorkoi. So the more aim is safe enough, how you make a decent safe, just the opposite. It says, abu lelich vaydoi. You're not going to hang up somebody else's clothing for your own sake to show up with it. So the deek lechvaydoi hudoloi. Only for your own sake you can't do it. But mashma letzorkoi, letzorkoi, if you're doing it for both purposes, to air out the kli and to show up with it, then shampadam, then it would be good, then it would be muta. El if so, me hold that lamashma mino. For now, Mishnah can't bring any proof at all. Toshma can bring another proof. It says, lo yishat chenu, and now let's spread it out, lo yagabi mito, not on top of a bed, lo yagabi mogu, not on top of a frame, letzorkoi, for your purpose. Al yishat chenu, agabi mito, agabi mogu, letzorkoi. But for the purpose of the beggar itself, to air it out, you let us spread it out on top of a bed, on top of a frame. What about Nizdam no Loyochim? Let's say you have guests coming over to your house. You're not allowed to spread it out. You're not allowed to spread it out, not on a bed, not on a frame. Not for your own sake and not for the sake of the beggar itself. So here you see clearly that in front of your guests, you're not allowed to spread out this beggar, even tear out the beggar itself. Why? Because it's called for your sake and for the beggar's sake. So you see clearly, for both purposes, still it's also. Tomorrow says, maybe no, here it's different. Shani Hussam, here it's different. If you spread it out in front of your guests, here it's a svara to nikla kolulo. You're like burning it up. You're like destroying it. Why? Imishumena. Either because when the guests will see it, they give an ayin hara on it. The Rashi says, shetishle b'ayin ra, shalochim. And that will cause it to be destroyed. Imishum ganzi. We have to be afraid. Rashi says, penyigonvu ochim. Maybe the ochim right now will see it, they'll desire it, and they'll go and steal it. Therefore, in front of Orchim, sheep, you can't open it up. We still have a shadow. What about not in front of Orchim? Stam, you want to do it for your own sake. Let's say it's a type of a curtain. So you want to use the curtain now for your own sake, and you also want to shake it out for the purpose of the beggar. We're not in front of Orchim. That we still have a shadow. So Toshima, come and bring another proof. Shadalocha, hechnis l'rifka, if you brought this pora into the rifka, into the corral, Rashi says, the egla rufa, because it's not an egla rufa. Yeah, that you put it into Rivka, that's a place where you put three behemoths together or four behemoths together, and you let them thresh together. So Echnis, you put the segla roof of Rivka. Vidosha, and they did work there. Shera, shnei still is kosher to be used. So Rashi says, Hoivlo, niskav and shetidush. You do not have kavana that it should thresh. But Bishvil shetinuk, let's say you brought the egg in order that it should nurse. Vitidush, and it should also thresh there. Then tsula, it's possible. Its mother was there already. And the Chnis says to Bas, he brought the daughter in now, L'shem Shetinit, that you wanted it to nurse from its mother. Then the Afnis Kavan Shetidish. And you also have Kavana now that this young one should also do some work there, should be dashed there. So then Tzula, you're not allowed to use it for Negla Rufa. Now, V'hoch over here, the Tzorkel Tzorkohu, you're doing it for both purposes. For its own sake that it should nurse, and for your sake. Uktani Tzula. So here you see, whenever you do it for your own sake, even though it's mixed in with the sake of the chayfetz, still it's also. So where it says, Shani Hosn, there it's much different. The other quarter passage says, Ashaloi Ofat Bo. You can only use an egla roof, you can only use an ego that did not do any work yet. So the passage says, Ashaloi Ofat Bo. No work was done to it. Mikol Makam. Mash many type of a work. Even though it's also for its own sake, it's going into nurse. But since the Maisa, you are Mechavan, that it should work, that's awesome. And the Mayhochi is so after the Rashi Nami. And the Rashi, when it went in by itself, also should be Yosef, because the Maisa, it did work. So Gemara says, no, Hole Damit is only like Elohot, it's not like we learned. Shochin Ole Oif Ksheru. This talking about a paraduma, but has the same halacha also. The Torah says you could only use a paraduma that didn't do any work yet. Now what's going to be Shochin Ole Oif? Let's say a bird went and rested on top of the paraduma. Ksheru, you're allowed to use the paraduma, it's not cool that it did any work. Ole Zohar, let's say you put a Zohar on top of it, then Sula. Or even if it went up by itself, of a zachar, it's a nail, went on top of the parah by itself, so the parah becomes psula. My time, what's the difference? In both cases, you did not do it. It happened by itself. Kidder papa. Yomra papa, yes, like Yomra papa, says like this. Iksiv ubad, if we would have said the word ubad, the Karin and ubad have a mina filma mela. Mash many work that was done even by itself to the parah doom itzasa. Because of ovad, if it would have been written ovad, the Karin and ovad, and we would also read it ovad, have a min adi ovid be'iyu. Mashma, you have to do work with it. Only if the owner or somebody puts something on top of it. But not if it happens by itself. But hashtu now, the exiv ovad, the written is written in the Sefer Torah ovad, it's written. Mashma, you have to do work with it. But the karina, the way we read it is uvad. So what's the pshat? So we read it as if it's done by itself. So we dash it like this. Vinan uvad dum yadi ovad. True, it becomes possible even if the paraduma did work by itself. Even though you did not put the zachra on top of it, as long as it's duma the oven, it's like you did it. What does that mean? Ma oven the nichla. Just like when you do work with your own pora, you're happy. You're nichla doing work with it. Af ubad also the nichla. Who then, when the work happens by itself, it's also only if the owner is happy with the work that happened to it. So therefore, if just a bird flies on top of the paraduma, even though the paraduma is holding him up, is doing work by itself. But since the owner is not nichle, that does not make a tussle. But when a zocha goes on top of your parah, then you're nichle, you want your parah to become pregnant. So since you're nichle, therefore it becomes tussle. You know, tell you this, by regular paraduma you're not nichle, because you don't want your paraduma to become tussle. It was up to you, you wouldn't want the zocha to go up. But the other pshat is, we look, what would be if it wouldn't be a paraduma? The actual avoid that was going on, now that there's a zocha on top of the parah, would you be nichle with it or not? So in a regular animal, you are nicha. Since you're nicha, that's called ovad, dum yudi ubad, that makes a psul. But I call upon him, here's a special zazakosa that a malacha done to paraduma, or done to egla rufa, as long as you're nicha with it, they become psulim. But shenka by an aveda, here is no posik. So therefore, we don't know, it's a teiku, whether you're allowed to use the aveda when you're spreading it out anyway, for the purpose of the aveda, could you have something joined with it also or not, that's a suffix in the Gemara. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that flamed on Aleph. Now, two dots. First says the Mishnah, Kli Ketzav of Kli Nefeshes, Mishamish Ben. If you find the silver techa, or else a copper one, you're allowed to use it. Tell the Rabbanu, read like this. Hamaitzi Kli Yates. If somebody finds a wooden kalim, a wooden vessel, Mishamish Behen, you're allowed to use it. The Shroshla Yikavu. It shouldn't rot away. Like we know wood, if you just store it away, it may rot away. So if you're allowed to use the wooden thing, that's called the Tzarech. That's called the Sarath Yaveda itself. Clean of places, you find a copper a vessel. Mishtamish behem bechamin. You're allowed to use even the hot stuff. Avaloya dey or. They're not allowed to burn with it. Not allowed to cook with it. Revnei shemach chikim. Because that already, like, wears it out. So that much you can't do to a kli nechashish. But to use it with, to pour hot water into it, that's okay. Rashi says the cold shchein b'tzernin. For sure, he's used with cold also. Pavlei the Orash says la'itena kli aloy. You shouldn't put the pot, this thing, on top of the fire. Kli kesef, you find a silver vessel mishamish ben b'tzernin. You can only use it with cold. Avoloy b'cham and not with something hot. Vnei shemashkirin. I'll make it black. I'll ruin the silver. You can't use it with hot. Magrifa is for kadumais. Those are type of knives or type of hatchet. Kadumais mishamish ben barak. You can use to cut something that's soft. Avoloy b'kosher, not something that's hard. Vnei shemach chisam, because you can make it like it says pegman. You'll make it like a crack, a hole in the knife. You may ruin it. You can't cut something hard with it. Then if you find this metziah, you're allowed to use it a little bit to air it out, like to make it good for the owner. But you can't use it in a way that you'll ruin it. Kli zav or kli tzuch, if you find golden kalim or glass kalim, leigo behem. You can't touch them at all because nothing happens to them. They don't get ruined. Therefore, just leave them alone. Means until we know clearly who the owner is, then you give it back to him. But you can't use it because nothing will happen to it. Now, kederach shamru b'aveda, the same way it says by an aveda, kach amru b'tikodin. The same thing is said by tikodin.
If somebody gave you something to watch for him, the same halacha applies. Said the Gemara, Pikodin, my avritigadei. Pikodin, what is it doing by you? Rashi says, Mava l'shtamish boy. Yovi bol l'shtamish boy. Like a Pikodin, he only gave it to you to watch it. See, he knows what's good for it. So if he gave you to watch it, obviously, if it has to be used, it shouldn't run away. He'll come back and use it. But for what purpose you have to use it? You're only watching it for him. So when it says, Amar Rav Ada Bar Chama, Amar Rav Sheshet, the Pikodin, Shehocho Balein Medina Sayom. We're talking about the owner went away, he went overseas. So therefore, in such a case, the owner is not going to come back. He won't be able to take care of it. Therefore, you're supposed to take care of it for the owner. So you have the same halakha is, you have to take care of it, not to use it for your own sake, only for the good of the kli itself. Now, Motza Saka Kupa, if you find a sack or a basket, that's not so nice for you to pick up. Or else, the whole dove, shen dark, lito, anything that's not fitting for you to pick it up, you find a doll in the street. So a doll is not right for you to find it. Says the whole dove, shen dark, lito, he has a razor lito. You find anything that's not a derech for you to find it, so nice, then you don't have to take it. And then, here it says, anything that's not fitting for you to do it, you won't do it, you can't return it. Mar says this. We know how to mean it. How do we know this story? The Torah about a word like this. The Pasuk says, "Vehisalamta." Vehisalamta means you're allowed to hold yourself back. That means tomim shatim esalim. Sometimes you're allowed to close your eyes and you don't have to return the aveda. Upomim though shiatim esalim. But sometimes you can't hold yourself back. The Torah says, "Loisuchul esalim." That you have to return it. So a case that what do we do with the tuk tukim?